Diane Roberts. British police said Sunday a deadly stabbing spree in a park in the southern English town of Reading is being treated as terrorism. Police say a 25-year-old suspect stabbed to death three people and seriously injured three others in a park about 35 miles west of London. The Counterterrorism Policing Network has taken over the investigation. It's the day after high expectations were dashed for U.S. President Donald Trump's first campaign rally in months in the U.S. city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Black Lives Matter protest against Saturday's rally began peacefully. Mr. Trump's camp expected 1 million people because of pre-event ticket requests, but a fraction of that, 6,200 according to local authorities, showed up to the 19,000-seat arena. Even so, it was believed to be the largest indoor event in the country since restrictions to prevent the coronavirus began in March. The event carried on despite warnings from public health officials about COVID-19. More than 464,000 people have died globally from the coronavirus, and in the hard-hit United States, that number nears 120,000. Brazil, the UK, and Italy follow in deaths. With more than 2.2 million cases, the U.S. has more infections than anywhere else in the world. Brazil and Russia follow with more than 1 million and more than 583,000 infections, respectively. The number of confirmed infections is 8.8 million globally. Here's some of what's happening around the world in the coronavirus news. Spain reopened its borders to European tourists Sunday as the continent continues to ease lockdowns put in place to quell the spread of the new coronavirus. Once the country with the third highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19, Spain has fallen to seventh. This is VOA News. While Europe sees slow improvement, countries including Brazil, South Africa, India, and the United States are reporting alarming increases in COVID-19 cases. Local authorities in the Chinese capital of Beijing have set up more than 2,000 testing sites across the city that had obtained 2.3 million samples, according to state news media. The Palestinian Authority announced Saturday it was temporarily closing the cities of Hebron and Nablus in the occupied West Bank after a sharp rise in infections. Only goods will be allowed in Palestine's prime minister told journalists. Even though Greece is slowly but steadily lifting strict COVID-19 restrictions across the country, it is keeping more than 120,000 asylum seekers in lockdown. They are crammed in overcrowded camps to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Greece's migration and asylum ministry said confinement for those in the country's migrant holding centers would be extended through July 5th, the second such extension decreed by authorities since they were first imposed in March. The first plane load of international students to return to Australia since COVID-19 border closures is due to touch down in Canberra next month. The planned return of about 350 foreign students would be the first major reopening of Australia's tightly sealed international borders. Since March, only citizens and permanent residents have been allowed to return. They must go into mandatory quarantine in a hotel for 2 weeks. Foreign nationals have been banned under COVID-19 restrictions. A leading Democratic lawmaker said Sunday U.S. Attorney General William Barr deserves to be impeached over the firing of a federal prosecutor whose office had investigated President Donald Trump's lawyer. But Gerald Nadler, the judiciary chairman who helped lead a House of Representatives impeachment inquiry into Trump last year, told CNN's State of the Union the effort would be a, quote, waste of time, end quote, because the Republican-led Senate would block any such effort. Nadler said his panel would investigate Trump's firing of prosecutor Jeffrey Berman Saturday after an extraordinary standoff over the independence of one of the country's most important federal prosecutor's office. Vladimir Putin is considering running for a new term as Russia's president if voters approve constitutional changes that would enable him to do so. That, according to Russian news agencies, who quoted him as saying this in an interview Sunday. Russia will hold a nationwide vote from June 25th to July 1st on proposed changes to the Constitution, including an amendment that would allow Putin to seek two more six-year terms as president when his current mandate ends in 2024. Opponents say the reforms are designed to allow Putin to keep power until 2036. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Best music today, the voice of America, VOA1.